So the reading this morning is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 23, and you can find it on page 1092 of the church Bibles that were on your seats when you came in. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going towards the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they didn't understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." Having said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld."
Thank you, Fiona. Grown-ups, please keep that open. You can check out what I'm saying. And children, now is the moment for you to come and sit down here. So do come and sit on the mats at the front. Now, we've thought a little bit about the special day it is that we're celebrating today, Easter Day, the day that Jesus rose from the dead. And the first thing we need to be clear on as we think about this, and this is there on the sheets for adults, is that it really did happen. Jesus really is alive. Now, I won't ask here who has ever seen an animal or a person rise from the dead, because I guess none of us have. In fact, I know that we haven't. And that's why it's difficult for us, I think, sometimes to grasp, sometimes to understand what happened when Jesus really did come back from the dead. And I think adults, grown-ups, you probably find this a bit harder to grasp than the children do. So I'm going to actually spend the first minute speaking to adults about this. I think there's lots of assumptions in our society that make this a difficult one for us to grasp. But I think it's useful to know that the first people to believe in Jesus rising from the dead were actually every bit as close to it as we are, but for very different reasons. So some of the Jews at that time, like the Sadducees, they didn't believe that any kind of resurrection was possible. Others, like the Pharisees, they believed in a general resurrection at the end of time. But the point was, nobody believed that an individual could just rise from the dead. Impossible. And as for this a human being rising, showing that they are the Son of God, they were more close to that idea, I think, than we are. They had been taught their whole lives that God couldn't be human. He was too exalted, too transcendent for any of that. So when we put it all together, we discover that something extraordinary must have happened on that first Easter Sunday to persuade them. So if all of this seems implausible to you, and I guess there's some amongst us for whom that's the case, it's worth considering right now. Just think what kind of evidence would be necessary for you to believe that Jesus was raised and that he is the Son of God. Because whatever that evidence would be for you, they must have had something like that. Whatever, and we're going to look at that evidence now. Now, children, what we're going to do is we're going to be detectives. This is what detectives do. They go around looking for clues to find out what has really happened. And we've got three clues, that's the evidence, to look at today. And the first clue is that the tomb was empty. So that's a number one. And this is the first clue to think through, that the tomb was empty. Now, Mary was one of Jesus' followers. And Mary had had a difficult week. She was very, very sad. She had thought that Jesus might be God's king, that he might be the one that God had promised in the Bible. But then she saw, do you remember on Good Friday, she saw her hero dying on the cross and being buried. And so all of her hopes and her dreams were crushed. But in her sadness, she gets up very early on that first Sunday morning. I guess, I don't know if the clocks had just gone forward, but she was able to get up in time anyway. And she went all the way to Jesus's tomb. But when Mary gets there, that heavy stone, which was in front of the tomb, that was a little bit like a big door, it had been moved out of the way. And she thought, that's very strange. Well, I wonder what's happened. Maybe some robbers have taken it. Maybe the leaders have moved it and taken the body. And she didn't know what had happened. So what she did is she ran to get her friends. Her friends are called Peter and John. And she said, they've taken the Lord out of the tomb. They've taken Jesus' body and I don't know where they've put him. So what happened was Peter and John, they think, wow, what's going on? They run all the way to the tomb. But when they get there, something convinces them that the body hasn't been taken. Now, the point of taking a body, there were some people at that time who were robbers who would steal bodies, but the point of taking a body was that it was, that the body wasn't precious, but the clothes around it were precious and the headcloth. But if you look at that picture, can you see there that the cloths are still lying there and the body has gone? So it couldn't be robbers because they would have taken the cloths with them. And the leaders, if the leaders had taken the body, they wouldn't have taken all that time to unwind it and then to take off the headcloth, to fold it up, to put it back. So they know it couldn't be them either. So they're thinking, what could have happened? Now, John, who's just arrived, he's thinking like a detective and he starts to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And verse 8 tells us he saw and believed. So John worked out this mystery with only one clue. But we're going to look at two more clues still to come. Because next, and this is clue number two, Jesus appeared to them. So first Jesus appears to Mary. The disciples go off home and Mary is left. She's there outside the tomb and she's crying. She's very, very sad. And she looks into the tomb, I guess it's a little bit dark, and she sees two angels where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head, one at the feet. And the angels say to her, why are you crying? And she says, well, they've taken away my Lord. I don't know where they've put him. And then something amazing happens. She looks round and she sees Jesus. Now, at first, Mary just thinks it's the gardener. But then Jesus says to her, Mary. And then she knows it's him and she realizes and she says, teacher. And what a wonderful surprise for her. This isn't how Mary had thought the day was going to turn out. It's a huge shock. But she has become the first human being to see Jesus alive. And then, what's more, Jesus goes to the other disciples and he appears to them too. So there's a different picture of Jesus, but this is somebody's picture of what it might have looked like. And what Jesus does is he appears in the room and he shows them the nail marks where he'd been put on the cross, and he shows them the hole in his side. So they know it definitely is Jesus. There's no question about it. And what happened that day changed them forever. Only 2 days beforehand, they'd just run away. They'd fled, they'd deserted Jesus, they were so scared. And now, after his death, they're still scared. They're hiding in a room. They've locked the door. They don't want anyone to come in. But within a few weeks, these men are standing. So that's the door locked. But within a few weeks, they're standing in the middle of the city, telling thousands of people, anyone who would listen to them, Jesus is alive. So when we put these clues together, I'm going to take that one off and we're going to try and remember. There were three clues. Can anyone remember what they were? Christopher, what were the clues? Reuben?
Stone. Stone.
Yep, that's the first one. So the first one is that the tomb was empty. The second clue, does anyone remember what it is? Yeah. Cool. Shall I give you a clue on the picture? The second clue is what did Jesus do? Yeah. Yes. Yes, Jesus was alive and he appeared and showed the holes in his hands. And then the third clue is something that happened to the disciples. Does anyone remember? Hattie?
Was it that they locked the door?
Yeah, so they had locked the door before and then they got changed. They were so excited that they told everyone. So the three clues, that the tomb was empty, Jesus appeared, and the disciples were completely transformed. And what these clues add up to is that they tell us that Jesus is alive. He is alive. He convinced literally hundreds of people. Many of the people he told went to their deaths rather than denying what they saw. And so what it means for you and me is that this good news is that our hope, our future is built on a real historical event. We know that we will be with God forever because this really, really happened. Now, we're going to think more a little bit about that in a minute, but we're going to sing again. And children, you stay here, but we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song which retells the story that we were just thinking about. And if you listen hard, children, there's a bit in the song that tells us about the bit when Jesus first speaks to Mary, he calls her name, and she calls back to him. So listen out for that. So let's all of us stand, and we're going to sing Led Like a Lamb.